I wonder how much of the meetings is talking about the stuff at the meetings. Yeah. Not a lot. Okay. Sounds like you've done some stuff, so. Everything. Yeah. To just have sort of the same sort of idiom throughout, kind of. Yeah. But then it's not as extensible. Like, if we want to add more things in the future, then we have to, well, new buttons. I don't know. Whereas a menu type thing is more flexible that way. But probably not going to be adding too many things. Okay, exactly. I know, I know. True, true. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization tied into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what, how does it help the browsing? Or what can it give us in the browsing?
Exactly. I was thinking kind of
Yeah.
like that too. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. You don't, we're not too sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so I like it.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we should do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as a little bit of a theme of, like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone's talked a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get everything that's in that topic.
Yeah, I mean,
And that
that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there
No, no, no.
because when you pop up the speaker characterization, yet you're gonna have to first define what happens when you click on the user.
With the speaker characterization first, because we cross
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So should we try to do a right-click menu then?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
Is that just from the main
Yeah,
window?
but
Is that
why?
from any particular window? Like if we want to sort of get, like if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right click
Yeah.
for these various things to,
Yes.
yeah.
Wait, yeah. There's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So this dot
Has
is
different
for.
Now it's consistent throughout. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This dot is.
So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click.
Right. Actually, yeah, like another common thing, like if we have it so it's set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, I mean that's kind of a typical kind of action that would happen. If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of a, like a default view. So it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting. Like, and just thinking to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen, so the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't see there anything obvious that would be able to
Well,
do that.
it might come to us. Start playing with it.
What was that? I didn't quite understand. Do you mean
Like we have the right click menu, you know, have the menu on right clicking, but instead of like have a default double click. So if there's a de so it'll be a choice from the menu,
It's the
but
most common
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Used double
Yeah.
click.
Like show the speaker characterization.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again. And they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But if you didn't
Yeah.
double click on something, don't you expect something to happen? You know, and sort of bump
Sometimes you
that.
don't accidentally go, "Oh, go away."
Yeah, exactly.
Not coming
Well,
up.
then they close it. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's not the end of the world.
Especially if you already got
Yeah,
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it might do something,
Yeah.
but I really don't see anything obvious that you can't think of something. Yeah, another thing, single audio files. Do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet, do we? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel.
Mm.
Single channel files. Do we want them? I mean.
Probably not, but we might need them for this instance. If we can
Well,
have
okay,
audio.
yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
we might use them
At
a
the moment,
while
no, but.
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when we browse, we can.
You might want to be able to say, "Oh, just give me what that person's saying."
Do you though? I mean, it's
No.
not going to make much sense if you don't listen to it when I say it.
Unless you can't hear it properly or something, someone's talking over somebody else or something. Yeah. We'll just say no for now and put it in there.
No.
Yeah, because otherwise it will increase in our data quite a lot, won't it?
Yeah.
think we probably need that though to have the full flexibility. We need to have that there. But yeah. Although the thing is, typically though, is someone gonna have five windows open at the same time? Probably not. Probably just two or three of whatever they're looking at, like dialogue acts to whatever characterizations. Yeah, true. Like have a tab there for something like that.
Yeah.
Choose one side. Oh, you should be able to. Yeah, or even just have buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window. Just something. A lot of different ways we can do it. It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever. Just
no,
can be.
No,
yeah.
Be like
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or check marks. Even have two of them checked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, like a lot of these can be, like once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, have transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the disfluency, have all these, you know, have all these sort of using the same window, and so we can put a lot of, and probably mutually distinct, exclusive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. By the end of February?
Yeah.
Something just slightly more than just that.
Yeah, so we can plug it in and just. Actually, is the code accessible, like the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory somewhere? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something, try and just plug some stuff. I think you can. If you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we know the directory to get in then, and just that might be an idea. I think by default they are.
No,
I
they're
think.
not allowed anymore.
Really? Or.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'll make that rainbow then.
Okay.
So the directory is my number.
Or you could just email to us. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay,
this
right. Yeah,
default.
Right, okay.
What's your number?
Okay.
In all the emails.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it's
and then there's a folder in LSSD. And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Lowercase.
Hope you never have to look in my folder too. It's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely open. I've got holes everything, I love holes.
Mine is serious chaos.
Right.
I don't know. I basically I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use. what were you doing again? Yeah.
All the searching stuff, like the inverted file stuff and the next search query and all that. So you could probably just use that code. Like that was behind the question she asked him earlier. Just, you know, the reusing code and stuff. And just like, okay, good.
Found some code for it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
But I found some code for like from a tutorial about indexing.
Cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery poke it around.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management, file creation,
yeah,
messing
yeah
around stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very basic, isn't it? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, I was a bit worried about when talking about this with files, I mean how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I have to convert it to some sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've been trying to something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen.
Okay. Right.
But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java.
Okay.
Are you
writing
in Java?
Yeah.
Right. That's a good idea.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I'm making a name of it.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's a good point you have, that, like, collaborating with
yeah libraries. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you're still working?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Same here. Yeah. I mean between
2 days
well, it was last week.
Yeah. 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 Right. Well, well, you're an SPNLP and SP2, right?
Yeah,
so yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's where I'm at.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was, last
week.
It's only a page long, but it's
quite
difficult to our page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was. Yeah, but SPNLP.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably get start attacking this seriously, and just hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that should be possible. Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient. Very clearly, yeah. Yeah, seriously, on the weekend. Yeah. How many hours is this? Yeah, seriously.
How's your quantifier raising?
Yeah, that's what I gotta work on. Who was doing that? Oh, really? These can be changed as well. Okay, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. If you want to, I mean, it's just play around with some extra stuff. You have some time. Why not?
Well, I'm doing communications, of which I have one exercise and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. That's in 2 weeks.
Is that in informatics course?
Yeah, it's
Oh, like digital. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy when this week is over. Yeah. Well, I don't know, is that about it then? Or anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know if after DNLG or something, maybe just have a little quick little update and just... Yeah, well, we can decide. Yeah, exactly, true. Yeah.
So what are you planning to do in the weekend?
Search. And...
You're
going to
do
search? Well, sure, why not? Couldn't be that hard. Well, it'll be, you know, still a limited version of, you know, the next query search, but no, won't be the whole thing, but... like, we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually, what was it? Just dialogue hacks? And what else was there? Yeah. Summary topics, transcript. Yeah.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll get behind schedule, you know, pretty quick, like you're saying. Yeah. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Yeah. Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll put something to show.
Yeah.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, tick boxes and drop down menus.
Okay.
Wasn't like what you have now, isn't that pretty much what
no.
you need to or was it?
Oh, that's that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasting.
Okay.
That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it?
It's a semblance of reality.
Actually,
yeah.
All these things are nicked from, you know, all these drop-down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online.
Nice.
A screenshot of Google.
Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop-down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We haven't agreed on what we're going to be able to search for.
Right, true.
Yeah.
So
decide on that over the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to, you know,
yeah,
get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include.
Yeah.
That would probably involve researching the query language bit as well.
Yeah, totally. Oh, just like the basics of, like...
No, or I mean, what?
Sure.
Just like accessing corpus and stuff. Oh.
Yeah, just like... like all that, and seeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done, like just get a quick look over and just the basics. Yeah. Or like you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing, like just to say, okay, well, here's, you know, everything's basic and set up, and then just, yeah, just jump right in. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. In the morning. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, thing is, you know, if, you know, something like that could happen anytime, because yeah, like my schedule is like a class, break, class, you know, that sort of thing. So yeah, I know, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So something like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off and do whatever. Yeah. Okay. Actually, Monday. Monday might be good. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those, you know, like 1 or 3. Or possibly. Yeah. Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah, after dinner. Sure. Yeah. Or 3:30. No, just, yeah. That'd be necessarily short. Actually, we can't get in there though. We can get in through the card, the card door. Yeah. How about if we take a tour? Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Just sort of bang on it. Actually, I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into there. The computer room. Okay. Right. Is there a printer in there too? Okay. Oh, nice. Okay. That'd come in handy. Yeah. Hey, we could photocopy our assignment if we want to. Yeah. Well, the comments, I'm thinking. Yeah, that's true. So after DNLG. Yeah. As long as DNLG doesn't go late.
Hopefully it's not that man's there, won't it?
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet. What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
So. Sounds like me. I don't know.
Is it really?
Are you?
What?
Next week? Or the weekend?
Next week. It's week 6.
Really?
Next week.
Oh.
I don't even have a reading right now. We have one course,
yeah.
Please.
That's cancelled? Oh, really?
There's no point.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just like a call, wasn't it?
Something like that. I think a couple of classes were cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I think the undergrad just had.
Yeah. I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Well, I don't feel like teaching. Yeah, okay. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably have classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You can have it. Yeah. Which one, the top one? No. Do you really want multiple windows from a single app? But most will probably want to go with defaults. Yeah, exactly. And just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation. So, yeah, that's plenty. Nothing terribly exciting. Okay. All right. Okay. So.